Hi! So, could you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Sure. Hi, my name is Will Brierley, and I'm one of the developers of Soda Drinker Pro.
So, talk to me about Soda Drinker Pro. Concept and execution.
Awesome. So, it is a FPS, a first-person soda drinking simulation. And it just came out on Xbox One and Steam last week. And what you do is you walk around and you drink a soda. And when you finish the soda, you have another soda and you go to a new level. So there's over 100 levels and there's achievements, there's Kinect support, there's soda customization and crafting. There's a wide range of things that we really work closely with the soda drinking simulation community to really make the most advanced soda drinking simulation in the world.
And this game is... So there we go, there's Soda Drinker, and then you have another game inside of the game
exactly.
That is even larger than Soda Drinker Pro,
that's,
right?
That's exactly. So if you go to the second level in Soda Drinker, there's a game that you do this one weird trick, and it unlocks a gigantic game that's 10 times bigger than Soda Drinker. And that's what he was playing earlier. It's called Vivian Clark, and it's only accessible through that secret passage in level two. So once you do that, and you like that game is massive in content. People have been saying that it's larger than No Man's Sky, but I can't say that. I can't deny it.
What was your path to Xbox One? How'd this get on Xbox?
I know these high definition soda graphics. That's how.
Okay.
But it's also we really just kept on working at it. We started with 5 levels and then turned into 25, then it turned into 100, and then it turned into this gigantic thing, and
what technology did you build this on?
Unity
game engine?
Yep. Yeah, I love Unity. Yeah. It's awesome.
It's so cool, very nice. And is it just you working on it, or a team?
It's my brother and I, so my brother's over there, and then also there's a couple of guest artists, wonderful artist named Nicole Dunnebier did some of the artwork in Vivian Clark, and then also Matt Mazzone, he did a couple pieces for it, and the music in Vivian Clark came from Scott Levesque, who's a singer in an amazing band, Wheat, and then Wheat also provided a song for Vivian Clark too. So
very cool. So you're a pro at coming to PAX. You've been here a couple times now.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to somebody first time at a show like this?
Oh man, I would say check out everything you can. There's so many wonderful things, and like do a big lap around many times first, because you want to get the lay of the land, and really feel it out. And make sure you ride on a Tyrannosaurus Rex, simulate some soda.
You got that over there.
Stand next to a castle. There's so many great games, big and small. And check out the panels. We have a panel tonight.
Very cool. Yeah. Very cool. What's your panel tonight?
It's the Humor and Games panel. Why did the frog cross the road to get to the Humor and Games panel?
Very nice. Well, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thanks for
having me. Thank you.